Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 25th of April, and today we're having a basic pronunciation practice. We're continuing to follow our main character, Liz, as she goes about life in the new city where she is studying. Now remember, in these basic pronunciation practices, the first time I will read through the dialogue slowly so you can hear every word, and then the second and third time I will read at a normal native speed. So let's see what Liz is up to. Hi Liz, what happened to your arm? What happened to your arm? Oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. I was coming out of the cellular phone store the other day, and I slipped on something and landed on my arm. I was coming out of the cellular phone store the other day, and I slipped on something and landed on my arm. It's broken in two places. It's broken in two places. You're kidding. No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. I wouldn't joke about something like this. It's a pain. What did the doctor say about the break? What did the doctor say about the break? Well, he said it's a bad one, and it'll take about 2 months to recover. He said it's a bad one, and it'll take about 2 months to recover. Is that your writing hand? Is that your writing hand? Yep. So what will you do for writing? So what will you do for writing? The professors all said that I dictate my essays or type with my other hand. The professors all said that I can dictate my essays or type with my other hand. That'll be interesting. Hey, if you need help typing, I can do it for you. Hey, if you need help typing, I can do it for you. That's really sweet of you. I might just ask you for some help. Thanks. That's really sweet of you. I might just ask you for some help. Thanks. Okay, let's hear the dialogue at a normal native speed, and then I'll just talk about two or three things to make note of. Hi Liz, what happened to your arm? Oh, you won't believe it. I was coming out of the cellular phone store the other day, and I slipped on something and landed on my arm. It's broken in two places. You're kidding. No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. It's a pain. What did the doctor say about the break? Well, he said it's a bad one, and it'll take about 2 months to recover. Is that your writing hand? Yep. So, what will you do for writing? The professors all said that I can dictate my essays, or type with my other hand. That'll be interesting. Hey, if you need help typing, I can do it for you. That's really sweet of you. I might just ask you for some help. Thanks. Okay, there are about three things I would like to mention. In the second sentence, I use the phrase the other day. Now, you may have noticed in my podcasts, in nearly every podcast I say the other day. It's a very common set of words to have together. You don't have to be specific about the day. It could mean any day. It generally means perhaps a week or so ago, not really a long time ago, but it's something that you can insert in sentences very easily to give a familiar sound to the sentence. The other day, Peter responds to Liz by saying, "You're kidding." You're kidding. We say this a lot in the United States, also in England, and I'm sure in other English-speaking countries. Of course, you also replace that with joking. You're joking. You're kidding. Other phrases are no way. Now, do you remember the word yep? Y-E-P? It's like yes with an attitude. It can be very affirmative, yep, like yes, let's do it, let's go. Or it can have a little feeling of irony when Peter asks Liz if the arm that she broke has her writing hand. She says, yep. And you can sense from that word that she is almost being sarcastic in her affirmation. Yes, that's the arm. What great news! But sarcastically, she means no, it's terrible news. The final sentence, Liz says, I might just ask you for some help. Inserting the word might is also a very subtle thing to do. It adds the idea that she is considering asking him for help. It's like saying, I could, I will think about asking you for some help. I might just ask you for some help. It's showing that there is a possibility that that will happen. Okay, let's hear the dialogue for the last time at a normal native speed. Hi, Liz. What happened to your arm? Oh, you won't believe it. I was coming out of the cellular phone store the other day. I slipped on something and landed on my arm. It's broken in two places. You're kidding. No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. It's a pain. What did the doctor say about the break? Well, he said it's a bad one, and it'll take about 2 months to recover. Is that your writing hand? Yep. So, what will you do for writing? The professors all said that I can dictate my essays or type with my other hand. That'll be interesting. Hey, if you need help typing, I can do it for you. That's really sweet of you. I might just ask you for some help. Thanks. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Thanks for joining me again. Remember, my app is available if you need an instant download in iTunes. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Remember, you're all invited to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.